You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm here with Cass Page. Hello, Cass Page.
Hello, Hayden B.
And I'm here with Jackson B. Bailey. Hello, Jackson B. Bailey.
Hello, Hayden.
And I'm here with Joel Dusha. Hello, Joel Dusha.
Hello, Hayden. And Cass.
And
I'm
Cass.
Not rude.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you're so fucking rude, dude. And also, it was Zoe B. Hello, Zoe B.
Hello, Hayden. Hello, Cass.
Hello.
Good to see you both.
And today's...
Thanks for having us
Hello,
here.
Zoe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Jackson.
Hey, man. Hey, Zoe.
Hey, hey Jackson.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, Jackson.
Sorry I didn't say
I
hey
I just
earlier.
Feel like no one said hello to me.
Let me circle back around.
We
hey, Hayden.
Did. Everyone did.
Hey, Jackson.
Hayden. You can save time that way.
Hey, Jackson, just quick sidebar. Who's that guy over there?
I don't know, dude.
I've never seen him before.
I've been doing Shut Up a Second for ages. Yeah. I've never seen this guy.
Well, this is
500 straight episodes we've been doing Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, and today's topic is this is the 500th episode of Shut Up a Second.
That's a great topic. Take it off my jacket.
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't you have to do that?
Just don't draw attention to it.
What do you mean? Don't draw attention.
This is already too many people for an episode. Hey, can you believe it's been 500 episodes of Shut Up a Second?
That's so much of my fucking life.
Single time a podcast on the Sanspence Radio Network hits a milestone. I look in the mirror and I want to throw up. Where is my life gone?
Where?
This is my legacy. That's fucked.
It is horrible.
When I die, I will not be able to get rid of this.
Yeah,
this
that's true.
Will exist. We're in a fucking... This
we're,
show...
We're in a vault.
Yeah.
Shut up a second. Is in a fucking... library of what's it called?
Library of Congress.
It's archived in a library somewhere in America. The first 100 episodes.
The first 100.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's the worst
bad.
100.
Oh, it is.
Really, 300 to 400 is where it hits its peak.
Yeah. I'm barely there, and I'll agree.
That was way before my time. So yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Absolutely.
It has been too long. I started this when I was like what,
20.
Yeah, we were all... How old were you?
Yeah, because you guys...
I'm pointing at Zoe. Theater of the Mind.
Whoa!
I would have been 18.
That's horrendous.
A baby.
A true baby. Literally just turned legal baby.
Oh, my God.
Don't say that.
A sexy legal baby.
Don't say that.
Do you think you could still do your voice?
Oh, my old Jackson
voice.
Because your accent has completely changed over 10 or so years.
Why did you refer to your voice as Jackson voice?
Well, it's actually not Jackson voice. Jackson voice is this.
Penis.
Oh, I'm Jackson.
Oh, it's me, Jackson. I'm the dumbest man in the world.
Oh, no, I got shit on my penis.
I walked past the door today and it fell over, but all I did was walk past the door.
He did do that. He walked really past the door and the door fell to the ground.
500 episodes and I've only lost respect for my friends.
It's impressive that we still want you around.
Yeah,
right?
It's shocking.
In the first 150 episodes, I reckon there was times where you said something and I said, wow, that's interesting, and I meant it.
Is it because I say less interesting things now, or because over time you've grown to hate?
I think I've become bitter and jaded because every interesting thing you told me, I would then pull out my phone and look it up and realize it's wrong.
Yeah. We discovered this. We were away, us three boys. And it turns Jackson just loves to lie.
I do.
Did you know
I was
about
telling
this?
Them this literally just before we started recording.
Yeah.
How if somebody asked me for directions, I just lie.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
So I was like, hey, does this bus go to Glen Iris? And you go, Oh, yeah.
I think it does.
Jackson has lied to people about how to get somewhere on the same bus that he's on. Meaning that they could easily just turn around and be like, you were wrong. You lied to me.
You were telling us a story and you're like, God, I hope this person gets off before I do.
But I've got an easy out. I could just be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I was wrong.
That's not an easy out.
No, it is an easy out.
Yeah.
That doesn't turn someone's anger down to simmering or to leave you alone. They'll be like, well,
why would you say it with such confidence?
You're a loathsome gnome man.
Have you ever been called out like that?
No, never called out.
What do you think you would do? Let's role play.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Does this bus go to Geelong?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
See,
some,
I say I'm
some
pretty
minutes
sure.
Pass.
Absolutely, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, brother.
I am in Warrandyte. Why did you tell me this bus went to Geelong?
I would like to apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, you've given what the? That's a horrible start. I'm on the bus overhearing this. Hey, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, sir. This has nothing to do with you.
All right, sorry. I'll simmer down and get back to my book.
Guys, if you don't calm down, I'm going to kick you off this bus.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Bus Driver.
Why
didn't I ask you?
Yeah, in many ways, it's your fault.
Also, why didn't I check the sign?
Yeah.
Also, I could have looked it up. You know what, Jackson?
Phone.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
I'm an idiot.
No, I'm actually this man's carer. He couldn't have looked at the phone.
Why doesn't he own a phone?
I fail it. Oh, boy. Oh, no. I fell in.
And as you can see.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, hey, that is my bad.
I'm not a well man.
It was awesome hearing
the
you say that.
The doctors can't find anything wrong with him per se.
But as you can tell,
but
something
they keep
is
looking. Hey, what else do you guys think?
Yeah.
You've done 500 of.
Oh, great question. That's a tough one as well because
shits, pisses.
No,
that's 500
too many.
Even.
Yeah. Oh, exactly, yeah. 500.
Yeah. Not. Yeah, what they said.
Oh, no.
I gotta resign.
Those 500 episodes really take it out of you.
Okay, now I've broken the character now. So
oh,
now
you're back to
I'm a normal yeah, okay. smart guy, but I'm now studying now. From now on.
From now on, everyone still, shut up a second, we'll be clever.
That was still part of it, but now it's me.
Okay, that's great.
Anyway, you guys talk for a bit.
500 is really tricky though because it's quite a lot.
Yeah, but it's also not
that much.
Yeah.
It can't be
oh,
something
God,
you do every
smart.
Day.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Well, just like I'm trying to steer the ship. I'm trying so
Let
hard.
Let it crash, man. This is our Titanic.
It's crazy that boat died.
Yeah.
So 500, because originally I was like, oh, you know what? Like I said, shits and pisses, obviously.
Yeah. I thought of it first too.
Yeah, same.
But then also
we
like,
all are thinking of
and then
shit.
I was like, yeah. I dropped it because obviously they're a daily activity. And I was like, my brain was like, comes? And I was like, no, like.
Yeah.
I've been
also a
for
daily
years.
Activity.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but definitely more than 500 since puberty.
Yeah.
Because really it's just under 10 years of doing something once a week or it's once a day for like a year, nearly 2 years, but not quite 2 years.
You know what? Yeah. Eating a popcorn.
Oh. Wait, one kernel? One
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's a popcorn.
Yeah.
Just having
it's
popcorn.
Not one popped corn.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, okay, fair. Having a popcorn, you're going to have 500 exactly?
I reckon it maybe. I worked at a cinema for a really long time, but I also kind of got sick of popcorn.
Okay, yeah. That's fucking rude.
Here's my hot take. Fuck popcorn.
Whoa.
Know,
oh,
fair
it's
enough.
Too hot.
No, it's delicious.
It's too hot.
Is that what
it's
take?
Too hot. Oh, I thought you meant, yeah, popcorn. It's too hot. Burns my mouth.
Spicy.
It's always coming up boiling.
Yeah. We went and invested in like a popcorn maker.
Oh,
like
yeah.
One of those ones.
Who's we?
My family. Okay. And my brother bought it for his partner.
Yeah.
She does not live in the country, so I've been utilizing.
How often
popcorn.
Do you have popcorn? How often? Give me, yeah, in a week, how many times are you having popcorn? How many times? This is a safe space. Well, it's not really, but like.
Yeah, if anything, this is the most dangerous space in
my life.
This is a hostile
two,
space.
You might get hit.
Every day.
Two every day?
Every two to. Every two what? Or every day. Every, what, like,
every
oh,
day
no,
or two?
It's contagious.
Every
day
or two.
Every
one
to I have popcorn every two.
Every
two I have popcorn.
Every 2 days or one is popcorn.
Every 2 days, every day.
Two to every day you one, have popcorn. Yeah.
Every okay. 1 to 2 days you'll eat popcorn.
Every 1 to 2 days I'll eat.
Even
like
though,
an insane amount of popcorn.
For the last 4 years?
I could
or
eat,
longer. Because you might be over 500 if it's every
yeah.
1 to 2 days.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I probably have eaten more than 500 popcorns.
Okay.
But I've probably eaten 500 carbonaras in my life.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Whoa, that's a lot of carbonara.
Carbonara's good, though.
It's not that
many.
Yeah.
It's like. One week for 10 years?
Mm. Yeah, but that's
a lot of
think about it like this.
Oh, once a fortnight for 20 years.
Yeah, that's a fuckload of carbonara.
That's yeah, that's lots. Yeah,
yeah, that's heaps of carbonara.
I reckon
I'm
maybe
I'm a big gal and I like my fucking pasta creamy and delicious.
Yeah, I get it.
I reckon on that maybe I've had 500 burgers. Or is it maybe I've had more?
Well,
I feel like you've had.
I reckon
more.
I've had more.
Burgers way too high.
Tell you what, I think.
Sorry, I was going to go on what Dusha was saying. Is that I reckon I have had 500 cums.
Really?
I reckon I don't come to Ely as much as Dusha does.
I would agree.
And I reckon if we went back into
the... I don't like the tone that was used there.
That
this
makes a lot of sense.
Hey, he loves to come.
He loves coming.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that keeps me sane in this crazy,
once
crazy
again, it's
world.
Like a once a...
Come
once...
is what's keep you going.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
It's not. It's sad.
Hey, everyone needs something.
No, hey, coming is what keeps me going, too. Mm. Yeah.
Jackson gets it. Yeah, right on, brother.
So once a week, you think?
Yeah, once a week for 10 years. I reckon that seems about right.
Yeah, okay, fair
enough.
Yeah,
but it can only be 10 years. So, like, if it's, you know what I mean? Like, it has to be once a week for 10 years, but you
yeah,
can't
but
have been.
I, yeah, but I, like.
You are younger than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
what?
I would have been.
Less time coming.
I figured it out. So I
well, okay,
I,
the dumb disease is yeah. spreading the other way around the table.
Well, I was like,
you
10
got
years
the next.
Is the same to both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's 12 years. Yeah. It's 12 years, but as I've stated on the show before, getting like with the antidepressants, cumming's real difficult now.
Yeah, fair.
So now it's like
500.
Like maybe once a month?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I could if you went back in the archives, you could count the amount of times.
Would you go back in the archives if you could go back?
If like, I could see my orgasm face every time I came and just went, "Enjoy it."
Yeah, what does the archives look like?
Well, it looks like me jerking off and then me having sex and being like, "Oh, no."
That doesn't count.
You know, I'm not counting those ones.
Yeah.
Why
they're
in
the archives.
They're in the archives of New York. Sometimes you jerk off and
miss.
Yes, sometimes you jerk off and you plateau right before you crescendo instead.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
That's grim.
Can't relate.
all comes all the time.
I was thinking maybe I've had 500 Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once a year, but maybe
I've got Easter
like,
eggs in my car if you want to up that number.
Oh. Well, I was thinking I reckon I've had 480. That's what I think.
But what about the little dense eggs?
That's what I'm saying. All
yeah, even the little dense eggs.
I
only 480.
Do you think more or less? Because I'm going to eat them.
More!
Yeah, but I'm only
eating. Easter rolls
less
around.
Is what I'm saying to you. I would only eat them in approximately a week over that weekend.
Oh, you're
right?
Stretch-
in a 7-day sort of stretch.
You're not stretching that out for a month?
I've had 26 Easters.
Easter happens.
Yep.
They say, hey, though, get out in the garden. Uh-huh. It's an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
You're up against Cass, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's war.
On average, who got the most eggs?
I have no memory of that. I don't know. I feel like we are both very uncompetitive. And so it was like, hey, we'll get them.
The only ones
we get them.
We weren't competitive, but I was working to speed because that did mean we got to eat them faster.
Okay, that's
so
I can believe that. Okay,
yeah.
So that's a lot of eggs in one go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But when you're a baby to one to two, minimal eggs. Yeah.
Oh no, we're back on one to two.
Oh no,
3 to 17.
Yeah,
lots of eggs. Ooh, egg city.
Yeah,
17 to now. Not that many eggs, but still some eggs.
Because when you became a man.
Yeah. I
reckon. Cut down on the eggs. No man can eat 50 eggs.
I think, let me do some maths here. So 25, 6. I'm 26 years old.
I really wouldn't be shut up a second without some deranged maths.
If it was 20 a year, that's just over 500. So yeah. I'm going to just say 18 to 19 a year.
Yeah.
Right? But,
oh,
you know,
so you're doing maths to make sure it fits what you're saying.
And then.
eggs?
Yeah. But then also the maths, and so some years would be bigger and some would be smaller to the point where it would be 500 eggs, I think.
You're talking about averages.
You know what?
Don't worry
about
it. You just got to vibe it. You just got to vibe.
Because it's almost like the whole point of an average is that some years are more and some years are less and then it evens out.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Isn't that
what I said?
An average of
480.
This year will be my year. Wait, has Easter been this year?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was a month ago.
But I got some more eggs in the car, Hayden.
Okay.
Did you get any? Well, obviously, Zoe, you got eggs, but did you guys get any eggs for Easter?
From where?
I got work at
Mum and Dad?
We didn't get any eggs from Mum and Dad.
Bunnies.
You got two Easter bunnies.
That's crazy.
I got eggs. Like, I bought everyone an egg in my house over and got one fun egg. And then work gave us, like, so much eggs. I'm on my fourth carton of eggs from work.
Wait,
carton?
Real eggs or chocolate eggs?
Chocolate eggs.
Okay, the Dom got to Jack.
Joey, the last one.
Right, yeah.
Joey said carton.
Yeah.
Of eggs.
Yeah.
They're storing them the same way. They're still the same shape.
And the same delicateness.
And also, Zoe's talking about the carton that looks like a milk carton.
Yeah, it is the one that looks like a milk carton.
Milk carton?
Yeah, I'll show you after the show.
You know, like a 1 liter bottle of milk?
Yeah, and they
put the milk shoved it full of eggs.
Yeah, right. That's awesome. I was just imagining like a.
Like an egg carton.
You can get the trays of. But they're plastic instead of cardboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you eat some eggs. I'm on my third carton of those. And we got to the point at work where,
the tape. I'm pretty sure it was fourth before.
This isn't adding up.
Possibly fourth. Yeah. Anyway, they've just left them on the. Everyone got one.
Mm.
And then I stole the second one because called out my boss for stealing some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was eating some and I was like, "Are those yours?" And he was like, "Or are they from the pile?" And he was like, "You take it to some eggs. We keep this quiet."
Hush eggs.
Hush
and
eggs.
And I took that bribe.
It's public.
And I took that bribe.
Did you ever
listen to this fucking show?
Did you ever do a thing at Easter where
did
you
ever do a what?
Did you ever do a ting?
Ting tang what?
Well, a bit of ting tang?
Did you ever do a thing? Excuse me. Where at Easter you get like a chocolate bunny. And you would take its head off and fill it with milk?
No.
What? Absolutely. What?
I don't think a bunny would be milk tight.
It's milk tight.
I would have filled it with hot chocolate or maybe a shot of Bailey's.
Hot chocolate would melt
when you were a kid.
you were melting.
We had a troubled childhood.
Did your grandma not give you cowboy shots as kids?
No.
Okay. No, it didn't happen to me.
Oh, okay.
What's a cowboy shot again?
It's that one that's half cream liqueur and half just a regular liqueur and it's like
butterscotch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Summer butterscotch, summer other flavors.
So it's just a shot of booze.
Yeah, it's a shot of booze.
You got a shot.
Cool. It's called a cocksucking cowboy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Wow.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma. She did it to my cousins as well recently, which it's good that it's generational.
Yeah, how old are the cousins?
The youngest one is 14.
Oh, I thought I was going to say 4.
Yeah, me too.
4. No, the youngest one is 14, and my grandma buys them because she thinks they're colourful and fun.
Yeah, they are.
Does she know
they're
alcohol?
And they are, and she does not understand that they're alcohol.
Wait,
no matter how many times we tell her they're
alcohol. That's funny. No, she must know.
I was doing shot after shot after shot at Christmas this year because, you know, fuck being around my family.
Yeah, sure.
And she went to go give them to my young cousins, and their mum immediately grabbed them and gave them to me, and then I got 3 more.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah. What? How many? What do you think you've done?
Yeah.
What do you think you've done 500 of, Cass, or okay. had?
Okay, so I reckon I have a couple of contenders. 500 lessons of taekwondo.
Okay.
I did it for 10 years, but there were school holidays, but for a couple of years I did it twice a week. So I reckon it evens out.
Uh-huh.
And
good.
Then I reckon I might have had 500 beers.
Whoa!
I have blown that out.
Yeah,
I'm
in quadruple digits.
Obsessed with beers, obsessed with cums.
Yeah. And it's a good life.
It sounds like a good mix.
Yeah, sometimes I'm drunk, a lot of the times I'm coming.
Nice.
I reckon I've had 500 good ideas.
I heavily dispute that.
Wait, you think you're doing one a week for 10 years? Brother, half your conversations are recorded. We can fact check that.
Surely I'm not going a full week with no good ideas.
I think that is 100% on the cards. First of all, you're not a schemer, so you're not having lots of ideas anyway.
God, no. It sucks. I'm not a schemer.
You're not a schemer.
You have to be born with it.
I'm in a room full of schemers.
Yes, you are.
But I'm no schemer.
Hayden and I are dangerous schemers.
I think what I am is a patsy. I think I suffer.
Yeah.
You would be a
schemes.
Great patsy.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a patsy.
I'm a patsy to
Jackson,
your schemes.
Jackson, I'd be honored for you to take the fall for one of my schemes.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That's okay.
Do you scheme?
I do like stealing shit. Does that count?
No. I don't think you're a schemer either.
There's no plan to that. You just do it.
Oh, yeah, it is a spontaneous spirit. Maybe I am. I'm not a patsy, though.
No, you're just a petty criminal.
Nice.
You're spontaneous.
I'm spontaneous, which my therapist would be really proud of because that's something working on.
I got to tell my therapist that I want to be more of a schemer and see what he says.
I want to do evil plans.
I don't plot enough.
Oh, we needed to go twice a week.
That's how you get 500 in therapy.
You're in a room with 3 schemers then.
Damn. How many good ideas do you reckon I have? Like, what's average?
What do you think a good idea is?
It's going to be an idea.
Give us an example.
Well, no, I'm sure I've used mine up this week.
Give us your last good idea.
An
your most recent good idea.
A good idea that you've had that you can remember.
Oh, no.
Doesn't even have to be an all-timer.
There's 500 of them, Jackson.
Just the most recent one.
We were in Sydney recently. Do you reckon you had a good idea there?
Did I have any good ideas?
You went to the art gallery and that looked like fun. That was your idea?
Yeah, but is that... I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea. You thought of it and you had fun. I'll count.
All right. No, if that's counting, then
going
great.
To the art gallery.
Yeah, spending the day at the art gallery. My last good idea.
It's a good idea, I think.
I'll
pay it.
It is worth noting that immediately after the art gallery, you watched Epic Movie, a movie you didn't like. But then you played Nintendo Wii U.
Epic Movie after, it was me and Ruby Innes, mm-hmm. after struggling through the first 5 minutes of Date Movie. So mm-hmm. we had a bad time with one movie like this, and we're mm-hmm. like, I reckon it's just about perseverance.
Okay, thankfully we're not working to your ideas cancelling each other out, because we'd be in trouble.
I'd be in the red.
I would say... starting to watch a parody film, getting 5 minutes in and being like, this was a bad idea, and then immediately following it up with another one.
Yeah. That's a pretty bad idea.
It worked out okay, though.
Yeah.
I think you've probably had 500 ideas that have worked out all right.
500 net zeros.
Yeah. I'll take it. To be honest, at this point, I'll take it. Yeah.
What was your other one, Cass?
Taekwondo.
500 lessons for Taekwondo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
500
beers.
It is
crazy you're a black belt in Taekwondo. I always forget that.
That is awesome.
Mostly because I can push
it?
You over. Real easy.
Yeah, but it's because...
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, that's because if I was trying to get you, I'd have to hurt you.
Do you reckon you could flip?
Pushing me over doesn't hurt, so it's fun to do.
Fair.
It's pretty fun to do.
I feel like I don't see you flipping off people over.
Yeah, Cass.
I feel like I'd like to see that more.
I think the best thing was when Cass karate kicked that table we were destroying, and it was so impressive.
That's right.
Wait, what? Like what?
We were breaking a table?
And we were all just smashing it with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We were...
Why were you breaking the table?
Sandspace was going real ape mode.
Yeah. We found
a table we hated.
We didn't want it anymore. Samet was going to get rid of it, and we were like...
Oh, smashy time?
Samet found a table he didn't want anymore, and he held up his hand and did a thumbs down. And we demolished it.
And we were all just bashing it like with... brute force, because that's all we could do.
Yeah.
But Cass comes in with full technique and like karate kicks it practically in half.
Yeah, did you, am I misremembering, or did you do that thing where you like brought your leg up and then right back down?
Yeah.
That was awesome to see.
Yeah, like a kick.
Not a kick!
No!
A backward kick!
She kicked with her heel.
Oh my god, a backward kick.
What the? Up like this, and then back down.
It's a kick.
You think, no, backward is horizontal, you're talking vertical.
If backward is horizontal.
Yes. Cass means if you kick behind, you're standing facing a direction and you kick behind you.
Like a
horse.
That's
a backwards kick.
Like a horse.
But if you go up and down, that's a normal kick.
Okay.
Is
that a stomp?
I kind of agree with Jackson.
No, it's not. Does it really feel like a kick?
Backwards kick. It's also Taekwondo.
Your heel, not with your toe.
We all have the information here, but we can start saying the right things, yet we're choosing not to.
Because you go up and down. That's not how a kick happens. A kick goes back and forward.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, you pull your leg back and then you shot it forward.
Yeah, you
and
wind
then you
it up.
Hit it with your toe.
Yeah, that's a kick.
Where the Cass first knows fight you were... The first fight you're in your entire life, Jackson, will be the last fight you will die.
Have you ever been in a fight, Jackson?
No.
That is shocked. Crazy. Wait, have you ever been attacked?
Almost.
Almost?
Well, somebody I knew in high school told me a story once where they were on the train behind me and I was like, you know, in the kind of front of the carriage and they were listening to some guys planning to beat the shit out of me.
Whoa.
And then I apparently oblivious, which is the least surprising thing. Just got up and just merrily walked out
Mr.
of the train.
Magoon out of there.
And they apparently were like, it's not worth it. But so they were
going
to attack
me. Look at that
boy.
He's obviously got the dumbs.
And there was that time I was also on the train and there was a guy told me you can make drugs by boiling jeans.
Have you tested out that theory?
Well, no. I've looked
what drugs?
He didn't say. He said you just boiled the jeans and huffed it, and it was awesome. Cool. Then he brought out a huge block of cheese from his backpack and a huge filleting knife and just started chopping the cheese. Uh-huh. And then I slowly realized that he was actually coming to my stop, which at the time was the end of the line. And I was like, I'm about to be murdered. That's cool. And then cops came on the train at the last second, and I was like,
good.
I don't know what the hell that was about.
Yeah.
Did you get some cheese, though?
No. He did try to make me drink his wine, though.
I had that. One time,
yeah,
I was on a train and I was with this person from work. We were both 18, she was a woman,
okay,
and we were just yucking it up. And then this like old sort of lady who was drunk drinking wine on the train was like, you two are in love. I can tell. And I'm like, no. This is like the first time we've ever spoken and we're just having a fun time.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, no. And she's like, I can tell. I'm always right. And then it got weird on the train.
Yeah.
Then she got off and then she's like, so I'm, it's me and her. And she's like, hey, come here. And I go, okay. And so she's talking. She's like, you know, you're always in love, and yeah, and just slurring about how me and that person were definitely in love.
Yeah, no.
Were you in love?
No. She's nice.
Did we weren't in love. It? Were you like, huh?
Like, oh, this witch on the train. Maybe it's a love spell or something. Anyway, then she hands me a bottle of wine, and be like, drink some. And I go, no, thank you. She goes, drink some. And I go, okay.
Yeah,
and then I got a nasty cough.
I was the same. He was like, hey, have some wine. And I was like, oh, I'm all good. And he's like, mate. Share some wine with me. And I was
I've
like,
got a big cheese
yeah,
knife.
Yeah, all right. I don't want to be stabbed with your cheese knife.
I'll gut you like a cheese.
Was the wine good?
Not really.
No, it's...
It was train wine.
Yeah, it's train wine.
It's really good.
Yeah. And then the other time I've nearly been attacked, this is not really attacked, but a friend of mine who was in love with me, we used to wrestle all the time. I don't know. I was just like, it's funny that we're wrestling with our shirts off. And then later I was like, oh, that's cool.
How easy was it usually to convince... To be convinced to wrestle shirtless.
This is the memory.
Uh-huh.
We are.
Hey, Jack, do you want to wrestle shirtless?
Yeah!
Hey, should we oil up? I don't see why not.
Hey, you are so not far off.
You don't mind if I film this, do you?
We were
pants,
at,
no pants.
We were at some friends.
Skins. You'd be double skins.
We were at some friends of his. They're like family friends for like a gathering that he didn't really care about, and I was bored. And he was like, "Hey, you want to go wrestle in the backyard?" And I was like, "Okay." And then we did.
Did your shirts come off?
Oh!
Did he just start taking his shirt off, and you just did it because that?
Or did he take
thing.
Your shirt off?
No, I think he. I think you're right, Cass. I think he took his shirt off, and I was like, "Oh, that's how we do it, I guess." Fair enough.
That's wrestling.
And he kept winning, not which is also very funny. And he would just be on top of me, and I was like, "Man, I'm not putting up much of a fight." I don't know how to wrestle. This is embarrassing. Good memories.
500 good ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, when you guys first started this podcast,
yeah.
Did you think it would go for 500 episodes?
I knew we had a winner.
Yeah. Because what were the other shows that started at the same time that are now deceased? Because Plumbing the Death Star was probably about the same time.
That was a year later.
Oh, shit, okay.
There was some lady who did not last more than one early meeting who had a surf podcast idea.
Cool.
That sounded neat.
Yeah, there was one that was going to be about local music.
Oh, yeah?
That also didn't pan out.
Yeah. Wasn't there,
one? There was a precursor to Plumbing.
Yeah, that's right. An Hour
that's
of
an
Your
Hour Life You'll Never Get Back, which... It's a year of my life. I'll never get back.
There was one episode of something,
yeah,
and there were like five young boys, like boys.
What?
Is it like men, but boys? You know what I mean?
No,
no, I don't.
They're the kind of
guys that go, remember Sandsmith ever producing a podcast called Five Young
Boys. Boys, boys,
boys, boys. Five young boys, and these are boys.
So
five
the
fairly legal petite boys.
The podcast Hayden's talking about is the first gaming podcast that was on Sandspants Radio.
Oh.
It was also technically the first acquisition by Sandspants Radio because it wasn't started by us.
Damn.
They joined the network for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
We were impressed because they had five or six boys.
Yeah, there were so many boys in there. I was in the one episode, I'm like, I can't tell whose is who.
They had like three.
Too many boys.
They had like 300 or 400 downloads.
I think they had 300, 400 boys on retainer. Five at a time.
They were five boys and they were like, these are the you will not believe the boys we have.
We got boys on the back.
So many boys.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah, there was a lot of boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I think they recorded one episode and then stopped doing the podcast.
Yeah,
I do remember
fair.
Zammit. I was talking to Zammit and he was like, yeah, they scared me.
Too many boys.
They're weird. I might have invented that memory. I'm not sure.
I can't believe that.
When you guys first started, there was...
What's this interview show we're doing now?
Yeah, oh my God.
Let him do it. Let us talk about us.
Are you talking to me? Or what do you want me to do now?
Keep going, Hayden.
Thank you, Zoe. Now I forgot what I was going to say. So thanks, Joel. I remembered. Okay. So,
He remembered.
When you guys first started this, the topics were, you could do your topic, and then you do your history of the topic, the facts of the topic, which me and Cass do now. Then there was movie chat.
Yeah, that was,
And I remember that Zoe, you were telling me earlier, when we were having a Red Rooster celebratory dinner for 500. By the way, one of the worst meals I've ever had in my life.
A really horrendous Red Rooster.
For a celebratory meal, that was
we could have gone anywhere.
I thought we didn't even speak the whole time.
it was just grimy and upsetting.
Ate in the restaurant,
in silence.
Also,
happy 500.
I had a great time. I thought it was a nice moment with friends.
We did a celebratory meal before we did the thing.
I know. Now I'm full of chicken and
tired. Now we're full of chicken and won't go to bed.
I was doing a podcast, so I missed this, but I feel like I would have been the glue.
Yeah.
It was so awkward without you.
Vibes would have been out of control if I was there.
Yeah, Jackson's chicken would have been fine if you'd been there. He wouldn't have gotten the biggest. It looked like they'd used a chicken's entire back.
Whoa!
It was fucked, dude. It was really...
A chicken's back.
And it was coated in this thick oil.
Yeah,
what did you order?
Not grease, though. Thick oil.
I ordered off the menu. Hey, give me the biggest, oiliest chicken you got.
You got any greasy chicken backs in there?
Oh, I know, you do. We got heaps. Come around.
Good. We got so many. No one ever buys them.
Come around, you can pick out your own.
Pick out your own chicken back.
Oh, just the biggest one, thank you.
Biggest, oiliest back you got.
Was it like in a burger? Or something, or just a
no,
piece
so
of
it was
chicken.
It was called like Red Hots or no, it had a funny name.
Oh, sensational.
The Satisfier chicken. Box?
The Red Hot Satisfier. Red it sounded like a sex toy.
Yeah, it does sound like a sex toy.
And it was, like there's just big bits of chicken.
Do you reckon? Okay.
Yeah, what's
level
up?
With me, brother. Would it have been better to eat it or to fuck it?
I love the question, first of all.
Yeah. It is funny because after the meal, we were talking about jizzing on chicken.
Yeah, we were talking about
it. And it is funny that your mind also went there. It's like you were there with us.
Well, when you're given Red Hot Satisfier.
I think the thing is that if I tried to fuck the Red Hot Satisfier, because it had so much really spicy chili oil on it, it would go in my penis and balls.
What if you opened up that chicken back?
Okay.
The oil and grease could work as a lubricant. Like,
I would be scared that I would, and this is graphic.
Yeah. Yes.
I would be scared that I would stab my knob with a chicken.
Oh yes, a very realistic fear to have.
Well, because
okay, let's explore let's sounding with a chicken this. Bone.
No, I'm not sounding. Just like piercing the knob.
Oh, okay.
That's because the chicken
Albert.
King Albert. King Albert with a full
Albert.
Chicken cock.
Prince
Albert.
Albert.
No, it's a King Albert if it's done with chicken.
He's got coronated, right?
Because the chicken back had a lot of mystery cartilage and bone in it. Yeah. You know,
like, he was about to have another one.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think it was better to eat than
better
fuck.
Better to eat, but how out of 10? What was the
for
meal?
Fucking or eating?
Eating.
Probably like a 3.
So fucking it would be less than a 3 out of 10.
Well, can I choose how I fuck it?
Yeah.
It's all you.
Dealer's
you can
choice.
Put it up your butt if you want. You can have the chicken fuck you.
Can I wear a condom?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's good.
We celebrate safe sex.
I don't want to get the chicken pregnant. No, it's because of the oil. Because that's my big fear. Well, then, yeah, I think fucking it would be better.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go in it. I'd probably just like rub my dick on it.
Like a frottage of chicken.
Yeah. Maybe I'd like place it on a table, lay my dick on top of it, and then sort of do a weird grind.
Oh, that's awesome to like. That's like a jerk off mechanism technique that I would never have considered.
I'm an innovator. Yeah.
That's a good idea for the week.
That's a good idea. I had it. You all saw.
It's 501, baby.
You put your dick on the chicken, and then you're rubbing the top of your dick with your hand.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
polishing
just kind of jerking
it.
Off on a chicken.
But also rubbing on the bottom half. So
you'd move your body as well. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I could even do a thing where I put the chicken under my dick and then have my dick against my belly.
Yeah.
Instead of worm.
Then all of your friction would be the bottom of the dick. You could hold the
chicken. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you could...
Yes?
Yes?
Why would you put your balls?
My balls would be slamming into the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd
at the
be
back.
Around.
Okay. Yeah. And they'd be getting oily from the spicy
that's the thing
chili
about balls.
Oil.
They're just hanging out. Yeah.
But you can put them wherever.
Well no, that's not true.
Here's the thing about balls. They are always just hanging out, but they are attached to us.
They're on quite a short leash.
Where would you imagine me putting them? Just out of curiosity.
I just...
Like over the shoulder?
I wish I could have a go at them one day.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess maybe I'm through the lens of that seems like the coolest thing in the world.
Balls are pretty sick. But like,
they actually are. You're dead right.
If you put them between dick and chicken, like maybe the balls
Wait, I'm crushing my nuts with the chicken.
You got to remember to do that, the balls would have to be in a...
So you're imagining I'm having table, balls, chicken, dick, hand. Like an insane sub.
No. Table, chicken, balls, dick, man.
Table, chicken, balls, dick, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So you're crushing your own balls with your full body weight?
You're being gentle.
How? If your body is on the table under and they're on top of your balls.
Or you imagine my balls are going on...
strength.
Either side of my
have
dick.
Ball strength.
Core strength.
Those are some mighty strong balls.
You don't have to crush the dick and balls. You can just like hover a little bit so it's all
But then how are you getting the jerking off motion with your dick? If there's no pressure.
You get some pressure. It's just not heaps.
Yeah, I could probably get there, but I feel like it's not ideal.
It's
you're just describing squishing your balls, Cass. I had to break it to you. It would make you feel sick.
Unless you're into it.
Yeah, unless you're into it.
Then you'd feel sick, but you'd feel good about it.
Could you flip the balls back? So that, I don't know, does rubbing the balls feel nice?
Not really.
It's not for me. Some people love it.
Some people love it.
Yeah, some people.
I'm also not a huge balls guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're funny, but I think, why focus on the balls when the dick's right there?
Yeah.
He's always saying that.
I think it's always super weird when guys are really into ball play and they'll want you to suck on their balls because that just means you have a dick resting on your forehead.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it feels uncomfortable.
But is it kind of fun?
Not really. It's having a dick on your forehead.
No, but the balls part. Right. I feel like it'd be like chewing gum a bit.
Yeah, it's sucking on a ball.
Yeah, it's exactly like chewing gum.
Have you ever put like a balloon in your mouth?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's that sensation.
That's kind of fun.
Someone else is having a good time, but there is a dick resting on your nose and forehead.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you don't want it there,
hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So what are you doing with your hands in this scenario?
Fondling the other forehead. What was I doing? One is holding me up. I'm assuming. The second one might be holding me up.
So you're push-up
doing
motion.
Push-up, yeah.
Push-up motion with head hot, like vertical.
I move my whole body to give oral.
No, that's like a seal. That's like a seal with a little ball.
That's crazy.
That's how she does it.
Magic. And then I clap because it's very impressive. And I demand a mackerel.
Well, what I was saying, though, was that, Zoe, you got...
I got shafted, lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Because I remember sitting with Jack and Dusha at Jack's house,
this
his parents'
like
house.
We're going to be on blast. No, I think I'll
be all right.
And we were discussing, this is how we're going to divide the show, and everyone should have, a little bit that they're in charge of.
Oh, yeah.
You want to apologize for anything, Dusha?
I'll take facts first. Now.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to do movies, because we obviously were all doing movie theory. And not that any of us had more
of
a
what you were
climb.
Studying? Movie theory?
Yeah, film theory.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, none of us had more of a claim than the rest of us. Dusha was I worked at a cinema, but, I don't think that counts.
It does count.
I worked at a florist, but I'm not claiming I'm a flower expert.
We should have done flowers instead of movies.
We should have done flowers instead of movies.
Hey, any flowers about puberty? Actually, that kind
of
works.
Yeah, that one works. Flowers about family? Yeah, that's just sad.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that could
be nice.
Weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers about the animal kingdom? They eat flowers? Yeah, we should have done flowers.
We should have done flowers.
Oh, 10 years later, we figured it out. Anyway, Dusha took movies from me and then never did a movie review for 500 episodes.
I did some.
We would say, Dusha, are there movies about...
And I'd say no. I'd say every movie.
And I feel like, I don't know if this is true, but it feels like you would often talk about Jaws.
I think I've seen Jaws twice in my life, which makes me think that no, that isn't true.
That's just what it feels like.
I'm happy to be wrong.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can we revisit some great Shut Up A Second debates while we're here?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's do that.
The one that's closest to my mind is whether or not I could eat the Taj Mahal.
I think if we gave you enough time.
Yeah.
I've got enough time.
Then yes.
How long do you think it would take
I
you?
Actually think the initial claim was in my lifetime.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah,
no.
Obviously no, in your lifetime, because otherwise, cunt, you die. And no, you couldn't.
No, you cannot eat the Taj Mahal in your lifetime. If okay. you were given Jackson, immortality, honestly, I think you'd squander your time.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. How much?
Now I'm going to eat a whole Taj Mahal.
How much debris of the Taj Mahal do you reckon you could eat per day?
Per day, I'm eating 5 pounds.
No.
No, you're not, Jackson.
Even then,
that's a baby.
I'm eating a baby's worth of Taj Mahal every day.
And how you?
I'm not eating anything else.
You're dying in like a less than a week.
In this scenario, if I can die, of course I'm dead. But in this scenario, I'm immune.
Well, then of course you can fucking do anything. I can walk on the moon with no protection if I can't die.
No, but I still think you can do it.
Going through the sun.
If it wouldn't kill him, I still think
it would make you so very sick.
No, let's say eating the Taj Mahal is not going to kill you, not going to make you sick.
Yeah, great.
Above what normal food would do, like if you overate that day, or if you were having a carb heavy meal. I don't think you could do it in your lifetime.
I don't think so either. I just looked it up and...
how much does it weigh?
Well, here's the answer. I put in, how much is the Taj Mahal weight?
Smart. Come back around.
Clever, good moves.
No one knows how much the Taj Mahal... No one knows how much the Taj Mahal weighs, but it's a lot.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right.
It was made, 20,000 people built it. Over the
and
course
it takes one
of
man to destroy
16
it.
Years.
Jackson, well, so if you're
do you know how big
16
the Taj Mahal
times
is?
20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, give me a rough.
Also, it's all marble. What's the method of eating marble?
Suck it. Like a lollipop.
Like a salt lick.
All right, so opinion hasn't changed on that one.
In fact, I hadn't heard that debate before. You're an idiot to even be pondering.
Okay, now this one, Cass, you might have to help me out here. I know you were in this episode. I do not recall what it's about. Something about, could you have a house with no floor and you live on ropes? Do you remember that?
Oh, we're really going for the classic ones.
We'll get to them. There's been a lot.
Was that like, could you have a house with no floors?
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like it would have caused the vitriol, the episode
because
did.
Because it was like, could you have a house with no floors? Yeah, just use rope. No, but when does rope become a floor?
That might have been the question.
Does
rope become floor?
At first, this didn't sound familiar to me, but now it's filled me with such a feeling that I reckon I was there too.
What is a rope floor?
I think what happened was you were like, I'll just live on ropes. And then I was like, were like, that's a floor.
Okay.
Floor can be made out of different things. And then
I think I may have said not many ropes. I only need like 16 ropes.
For the whole house, Jack?
Yeah. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you know how to like tightrope walk?
He'll learn really quick.
When I was in year 12.
Yep.
Okay. We had like a study camp.
Yeah.
And the floor was ropes.
Well, because.
And just remember, you were in a room with three other people who also went to that study camp.
That's great. So, what happened?
I wasn't there. I was the one that wasn't.
For me, on that study camp, because instead of doing English, I'd done literature. Uh-huh. When I arrived at the study camp, I was to discover that they had no syllabus for the literature kids. So, they literally said, don't just hang out.
For what? Just, the whole camp?
Yeah.
How long was the camp?
Like 2 days.
No, like,
I
did nothing.
Hey, we forgot to do anything for you.
I learned nothing, nor did any of the other literature kids, but...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, maybe surely it didn't happen multiple years later to you too.
I feel like other people did like a big thing for like, this is what it's going to be like in English, because English was like this big subject, but I didn't do English.
Yeah,
I did literature instead.
They never fixed it. That's absurd. Well, did you, like me, spend your whole time on the tightrope?
No, okay. Someone had to go to hospital because of an incident with the trampoline.
Oh, no.
So we only got the bouncy, we didn't get a rope.
Yeah, well, there was a tightrope and I spent the 2 days learning to walk it. So yes, I could.
Okay. And also, when you're envisioning no floor.
Yeah.
What do you mean
a
by
pit.
No floor? Okay, a pit. So you fall off the rope, you're dead.
Yeah.
And you think you could live like that?
For a time.
Until you die.
How do you rest?
How do I rest? That's where I have the majority of the ropes.
Oh, a hammock. You get a hammock. Yeah. That's only one rope, really, with a bed in the middle.
Exactly.
I'd also like to point out that, Jackson, you are a clumsy man. In fact, it was hinted at the start of this episode where you knocked over an entire door.
and you were like, I only walked past it, which is just impossible. That's absolutely not what happened.
Well, I don't remember what happened.
So could you leave?
That's what you're going to say at the bottom of the pit. It's crazy. I remember being on the ropes and now I'm here. Who's to say?
I reckon you lost 20 minutes out of the pit.
Yeah. Do you have like ropes on the roof as well so you can at least do that thing where you are holding onto a rope on the...
The roof's a normal roof. It's just the floor because Jackson doesn't need a floor.
Of course.
Yeah, it can only be one story too, I guess.
So has that changed?
No, opinion hasn't changed. Good to check. Okay, let's explore Zoe's Can You Go the Other Direction in Space. It's a classic. We got to go back there.
And it got proven that, yes.
Did it?
Yeah. What is this debate?
So I think...
Yes.
That I just wonder if we're sending the rockets in the right direction. Because what if...
Oh, you haven't heard this before.
Oh, no, this is vintage.
What if all the cool stuff is on the other side of the world?
What's wrong with that question? That seems fair.
So,
I don't like that you said other side of the world.
Universe.
So if you're imagining Earth, Zoe wants to know why we're going up and not down.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, not right.
I don't know that it is.
I think you mean, yeah, no, I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah, thank you, Cass.
Jackson, I'd like to go home.
Why does that not make sense?
Because
we don't decide the direction.
Yes, we do.
We go everywhere.
We have a destination in mind.
We're just picking a direction.
We're picking
a direction.
So the premise is flawed because we're not going in one direction.
Here's another thing that happens when a rocket takes off that really blows us out of the water. Because Zoe thinks, I can see where you're coming from, where you're like, when we take off, we're just going straight. Mm-hmm. We're not looking behind us.
Yeah.
Rockets orbit the Earth before they fuck off.
Wait, no, they don't. Wait.
Yes, they do.
They enter the orbit.
They don't orbit the whole Earth.
No,
they'll use the gravity.
Yeah, to launch. So, yeah, but then they fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they go
in a direction.
In a direction.
Yeah, but we don't.
But here's the thing, what you're thinking, right? The planets. No, the planets. So, Earth is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got Earth.
Yeah.
Then you've got, let's say, the sun.
Yeah.
We're spinning around the sun.
Yeah.
Right? And then the planets are also spinning around, so the planets also change the direction that they are.
Yeah, yes. Everything's moving all the time.
Yes. So you send them different ways, and the answer is we already do go the other way.
Yeah. See,
that's
NASA
the answer,
and I
is
had
we do.
NASA and I agree on something.
Yeah, that seems right. What were you going to say, Joel?
It doesn't matter.
You and Jackson are on your own. He's not me and Hayden.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely no room here with you people. What?
Yes, myself and Hayden.
I did not agree that we should finally check out the other side of space.
Like, what if we've only been checking out right? But we haven't
that's
even
what I mean.
There's no right in space.
Okay, no, there isn't a right in space because we don't have a way to... There's no holes.
There's no language.
Right?
There's no holes. Holes.
So
okay.
Left and right is it's a ego. So it's like a U.
We only have clockwise or anti-clockwise.
Yeah. So left and right is relevant to where you are at that very given time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there is a left and right in space.
Okay, I don't understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
So the thing if we were only going left, what
but
about
we But we're not only
right?
going left. That's
Zoe,
the thing.
You said at the top of this that you had been proven right recently. Yeah. Where?
Someone, last time we had this argument, I'm going to say in episode 400, someone posted online, like someone else had asked the question. So someone else, I think it went semi-viral on TikTok where someone was like, why aren't we going left?
Oh,
why are we only
right.
going right?
Somebody did.
And then a scientist explained to be like, well, this is actually how it works.
Yeah. There is no left and right.
There
in
is
space.
No left and right. But
how
I
is
think,
that proving
guys,
you right?
Well, because I'm not the only one to ask that question.
That's not right!
I'll take it. What I do think we should do is kind of go and I've matured.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what I think we kind of need to do is go in a spiral away from the Earth, like an orbit.
I think
but
that's what happened.
What do you mean?
I think if we just keep covering it.
So you want to orbit the sun, but go further and further out as that happens. You understand the sun is in the middle of the universe.
I watched Zoe's brain shrink away from their eyes just then.
But just also, that's what would happen. Like, if you put a rocket out, the rocket would also be in the sun's orbit, wouldn't it?
No.
Yes, it would.
If but,
for a bit. Mm. But the... We have destinations in mind.
Here's my problem. You should hold them.
We don't use rockets to explore space.
All right, so
we use telescopes.
We use probes.
Yeah.
I'm counting the probes as rockets.
But probes, they don't just send them in a... They're not just like, fuck, let's fucking send this left.
Wait, I think some of them do, though.
Yeah, we just want to see what's out there. Like, the one that's gone the farthest that anything has gone from Earth.
Yeah, they had to send that.
Why am I holding your microphone?
Because I was going to use my hands, but thank you. I don't need them anymore.
Just make sure you drag that as much as you can, please. Oh, God.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
Did you have any more arguments?
I'm trying to remember them.
Lego versus Duplo.
Lego versus Duplo.
You were so wrong.
We're so right. Everyone, I can't remember what we were.
One Duplo is worth two Legos.
Yeah.
So therefore, one bucket of Duplo is two buckets of Lego.
Yeah, if you were converting.
Wait, what?
What, at the bank?
Okay, so straight off the bat, that is not how Lego and Duplo work.
Yes.
Duplo is bigger than Lego.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's bigger.
That's what we're saying, so it's worth two Lego.
Adam was saying it's one for one.
Poor Adam, not
it's
being
not
here to defend
one
himself.
For one.
Exactly.
But it's not two for one either.
What do you think it is? What's the ratio?
What the fuck do you mean? Yeah, also, you've got one bucket of Duplo, so therefore you've got two buckets of Lego.
Yeah.
Because Duplo...
No, it's one bucket of Lego. It's just more Lego in it than there would be Duplo in the other... If you've got two buckets...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There is more... Yes, you can
more
fit...
pieces of Lego than there are pieces of Duplo.
You got one bucket
of
Duplo.
How is that an argument? That's just what it is.
No, because people keep... I've heard this before. I wasn't there, but people keep throwing two buckets into the mix. It's just...
What if there's two buckets? Then how many buckets do we have?
It's impossible to say. I've never been more angry, and I understand how people feel when they listen to this show. Yeah. I was, like, screaming, being like, I know... And, like, I have a normal social relationship with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was furious.
It is a lot of the Sandspans team came and yelled at me in Jackson.
Yeah, like, we copped it.
We've already copped it.
Oh, that reminds me of another great argument. The breakfast
debate. When's breakfast?
Is breakfast the first meal of the day? Or
it's
is it the
you,
is
it let's the, look at the fucking title of the word. It's when you break your fast.
So yeah. If you wake up
first meal of the
if
day
you wake
breakfast.
Up at 9 a.m.
Yep.
and then don't have your first meal to 4 in the afternoon, is
that's
that your breakfast?
All
that's
of a sudden?
Breakfast.
That is that's deranged.
That's when you break the fast. That's what you had for breakfast.
That's insane. Breakfast is in the morning.
Alternatively, if you've worked, I would say that the only time...
Bless you.
That sweet sneeze. Yeah. Wish I had a normal sneeze.
You have a cute sneeze.
Yeah, but...
Did you have a little sneeze?
Did you see that? That was good.
Your sneeze is cuter.
A little sneeze.
I'm team Cassia.
Yeah.
If you wake up at 9 and you choose to skip a meal and then... So you're skipping a meal.
Yeah.
You are skipping breakfast.
Yep.
But if you're breaking, if you wake up at fucking 4 in the afternoon and then you eat at 4:30 in the afternoon, that's your breakfast.
But could you explain to me when a restaurant stops serving breakfast?
So, well, it's different for each one.
Yeah, but it's typically when the morning's over, they're not serving breakfast anymore. Uh-huh. So breakfast has a time.
Okay,
the morning.
Well, then. But
what about this all day breakfast? Ever heard of
that? Yeah, because it's all day.
Because it's all day. Because in your mad world, breakfast is already all day. But restaurants,
but
that's not the case.
We've had to put a clarifier on
it. Have you thought about maybe the fact that restaurants are based around the traditional 9-to-5 workplace where our actual version of breakfast is based around every different person?
Huh?
So, like, if someone is an overnight worker.
Yeah.
Restaurants aren't catering for them.
Yeah, I know.
But breakfast is
but
a
literally
term.
They are catering for them sometimes.
Yeah, are you talking about breakfast the
okay,
concept
Jackson.
Or breakfast the style of meal?
The concept. The
concept. Well, restaurants are doing style of meal.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
Can you, okay, if you, how about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, breakfast at McDonald's starts at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
If you're drunk...
You can have,
out.
But you'll have, it's a breakfast.
So you're having breakfast.
No, actually, I'd say you're not. You're having
so
a midnight snack.
So therefore, it's a
you're
style late, of food.
Late
and
night
therefore,
snack.
It's a different fucking thing. And therefore, you're a fucking idiot.
Mm.
What were you going to ask?
Yeah, not going to acknowledge that? Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
I forgot. Oh, wait, okay, so
yeah.
Can you have? So you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It is 9.
Get out of bed. You drag a comb across your head.
Uh-huh. Dun, 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 and dun, you eat spaghetti dun, dun, dun. Bolognese.
That's your breakfast.
That's your breakfast.
That's your breakfast, brother.
But okay, you wake. You stay
Italian
up.
Italian good morning.
But you. Okay,
I had fettuccine pesto for breakfast today.
That's it.
Yeah. Is it okay? It's not a carbonara, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not that one of your count. 500. Yeah.
Okay. So what about this? You awake all night,
mm-hmm.
and then you have bacon and eggs at 6 a.m.
That's breakfast.
Because
it's so in the morning. It's
okay,
around breakfast
what about
time.
This? What about this?
Okay.
It's dinner time.
Yeah.
But you eat bacon and eggs.
You have bacon and eggs for dinner. Is that what you would say? You would say, oh, I had bacon and eggs for dinner.
Mm.
That's dinner.
No, you have... Okay.
Wait, you're going to say you have breakfast for dinner?
I don't know. Yeah.
There is...
Every time... It was my. Here's who I think is winning the argument. The most recent person who talks, oh, that's right. And then someone else says something like, oh, wait, yeah, they're right.
Yeah, I'll help you out, Hayden. Jackson is flip-flopping between whether or not he wants breakfast to be the concept or the style of food. Mm. When it suits his argument, it's whichever one. But when it doesn't suit him, it's the other one.
That makes sense.
So when he's drunk having breakfast food at McDonald's at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. that's not breakfast. That's a midnight snack.
Yeah.
But if you have spaghetti for breakfast, that's not breakfast either because it's a different style
of food.
No,
if you have spaghetti for breakfast, that's breakfast.
Okay, I wake up at 3 o'clock and I have spaghetti at 3:30 in the afternoon.
You wake up at 3, you don't eat until 3:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Then you had a late lunch that was spaghetti.
See what I mean?
That's crazy.
You can't wake up and...
You can wake up... Wait, you've woken up when?
3
p.m. 3
p.m.?
Yeah. You've woken up half an hour before you eat.
Yeah, then you've had a late lunch.
That is fucked.
How can you sit there and say that you waking up and then within half an hour of waking up, you can... How can you have a late lunch? You're not.
Because you missed lunchtime.
No, you've not went up enough to
If anything,
be late.
You're having an early dinner.
You slept through lunchtime.
This is very not progressive of you, Jackson, because it's based around the traditional work styles of 8 hours at work, 8 hours of rest,
That's
8 hours of
That's a perfect way to live, dude.
It's fucked up. Jackson is team capitalist, is what we found out here.
Oh, gross.
That's true.
Are you upset there's a Labor Day?
Yeah. Get back to the mine.
If there's one thing Minecraft has taught us is that children long
they
for the mines.
They yearn for the mines. I can't...
Roblox is also kids wanting a job when they're 7.
Children love working, dude.
What was Cass's horrible thing about how the world's a cup of tea?
I don't know this
one.
That
one?
With
no.
The ocean. Mm.
This one sounds new and scary.
Ooh, so, all right,
lay it on us.
So, just say I have a cup of tea. I make a cup of tea, right?
Okay.
I drink half of it.
Uh-huh.
But the tea bag's still in the tea.
Okay.
Is the tea bag still in the tea?
No.
It
doesn't
matter. In the original
matter.
Version, no.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. No, the tea bag's not in the tea.
It's
a cup
not
of tea.
The tea.
I've brewed myself a cup.
Okay.
It's great. I drink half of it. Then I'm like, ooh, top up with hot water.
Okay.
Still a cup of tea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I take another sip. I just top it up with a bit more water.
Uh-huh.
It's still tea, right? There's still tea in there.
Yes.
It just gets more and more diluted.
Absolutely.
So... You remember the tea party?
Okay, yes.
The Boston?
Yeah,
the Boston tea party.
That's
where
the
they
one.
Threw all that tea in the ocean?
Yeah.
Big bricks of tea.
Yeah.
So the whole ocean is a big cup of tea.
Well, not anymore.
No,
why not anymore? Well, the tea's still in there.
So
not, probably
diluted.
Isn't.
It's so diluted.
But the tea's probably rotted away. If you you get a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You put a tea bag in there.
Yeah.
You slowly dilute it and dilute it and dilute it and... Over time, the tea bag disintegrates. You're doing this over hundreds of years or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Over time, the tea bag disintegrates until it no longer exists.
And you slurp it up.
And you slurp it up. Eventually, you're drinking a cup of water.
How?
Or sludge.
What do you mean how?
Because
there's no tea left. So it's now
how is there no tea left?
There is a limited amount of tea particles.
Yes. Tea is finite.
And every time you drink,
but water is infinite.
You're consuming some of those particles.
Yeah.
Eventually you drink and those particles become zero.
Over a long enough period of time, zero tea particles, 100% water particles. Same thing happened with the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
You can say we're drinking boat juice.
We're way more drinking boat juice than we are tea.
Yeah, we're drinking heaps of boat juice every day.
Has it been
also,
long
why
enough?
Are we drinking from the ocean?
Salty.
Where else are you getting water, dude?
Has it been long enough
since
the Boston Tea Party?
Yes, I would say
I
so.
Also think
tea is organic. It will have rotted away within 50
also,
years.
I also think
was
there's,
tea for a bit.
There was that part of the ocean was probably very tea. But by the time it dispersed and diluted, it would have literally, for lack of a better term, been a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So amount
if
of tea
my tea
with the amount of
little,
water.
It doesn't count.
So if you have one granule of tea.
A leaf.
Like, no, well, a leaf's too big.
One atom of tea.
You have one atom of tea and a cup of water. Mm-hmm. You put that atom of tea in the water.
Yep.
Fundamentally, nothing has changed about
fundamentally.
You're saying you've got a cup of tea? If you were like, Jackson, can you give me a cup of tea? And I was like, of course, Cass. And then I brought you a cup of water, and you were like, this is water. And I was like, actually, you'll find there's an atom of tea in there.
Even then, if you drink that, that atom goes.
Yeah.
And it's just
how do you
water.
Know that the atom went?
Well, eventually it would.
It will. It just will.
If you kept doing your plan.
In the same way that we are not the same person that we were 7 years ago because our skin...
Cells regenerate.
Yeah. Cells regenerate.
But they don't all reset at once.
No.
Yeah, but within no. 7 years.
Yeah, but within 7 years they have all done.
Yeah, but
it's
Ship of Theseus, right? Like,
I don't know that Greek god, so
Granddad's axe, you know that one?
No.
So like all my hair is different.
Yeah.
Say for example. Mm. It's not. But just say all my hair's different, but I got the same arms.
Yeah.
And then
what?
My arms are different, but I got the same legs.
Why didn't you just use the normal Ship of Theseus?
Or the axe one
What's
that I gave
ship
to you.
Of Theseus?
The Ship of Theseus is if you have a ship.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly need to replace the mast.
Uh-huh.
And you get give a new mast. And now you need to replace the wood of the ship. And you replace the wood. And now you need to replace the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And slowly over time, you replace every element of this boat. So the parts of the boat are completely separate from how they were when the boat was first built.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same ship? Or is it a new ship? That's the Ship of Theseus.
And then
that's
also, the if you kept all of the parts from the Ship of Theseus and then built it again with the old parts, which one is the Ship of Theseus?
I would say the old one.
The old one made of new stuff?
The new one made of
old stuff. The new one's made of new stuff. The old one's made of old stuff. What are you talking about? The old one's made of new stuff.
No, the old Ship of Theseus is the one that has been that the whole time.
The original ship that has been repaired to the point where it has no original pieces.
Yeah. Oh, I see. That's the Ship of Theseus. This new ship you made?
It's just a piece of shit ship that needs new parts.
I'm going to get the worst parts of my ship and make a dog shit boat. That's what it's called.
Rotten
it's
wood.
Dog shit boat.
Cass, there is a finite amount of tea. It's like if you had a tea and you drank half of it and then you're like, I need to rinse this teacup out. You turn the tap on and put the mug under. Eventually, that's just water. Hey.
I'm going to be honest. I don't wash my teacups during the week. That is
Wait.
Okay.
What?
During the week, you only do it on weekends.
What is that, a fun Saturday activity?
Do you reuse the teacups?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Well, I'm preheating my cup anyway, so I'm just like pouring water in.
Do you put milk in your tea?
Yeah.
So you got old milky cups.
It's not an old. I rinse
it
out with.
But the milk would stay in there forever.
Yeah, by your own water.
You're drinking a cup of rotten milk.
Hang on. Can we just get a clarification here? So you make yourself a cup of tea. So say it's Monday.
Monday, 9 a.m.
Fresh cup of tea incoming.
Yeah, breakfast.
Milky.
You put milk in, you make a tea.
I don't get up that early. It's a nighttime thing, but yes.
Okay.
Okay, night before, Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Having a tea. Bed. You drink half of it?
Mostly. Oh, sometimes I drink none of it. Sometimes it'll be like, it doesn't always happen.
Sometimes I let it fester.
I let that milk sit out. For 12 hours before I drink it.
I know there's a lot of us here, but I really, really want to get to the bottom.
Okay,
fair enough.
So, in this hypothetical, because you do say you use milk most times, right? Or sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so this is a milk one. I know it's not 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But this one's a milk one. How much of the, just on average, how much you reckon you're drinking?
Okay. If I'm reusing the cup... I don't know. Sometimes it's just, all of it. Sometimes it's most
okay.
Of
so
it.
50% would be a regular. Well, not a regular. That's a thing that's happened.
Yeah, 2/3.
Okay.
And then the next day when you want another tea,
what's the process?
Tip the old stuff down the drain.
Oh, thank Christ!
What did you think?
Okay.
You thought you kind of maybe had like a mother stew thing going on.
Because when Cass said she reheats it,
I preheat my cup.
Regardless, so you tip out the milky tea, right?
Yeah.
And then you don't rinse the cup.
So you don't rinse the cup.
Yeah.
So there'll be like a film.
You said to us that you don't rinse the cup.
No, I rinse it with hot water.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. That's what we were asking you.
But you don't wash it.
I don't wash it.
Okay. We weren't putting soap in the equation, Cass. We were just saying...
That's okay. All right, that's far less deranged. Okay, yeah.
I got
calm.
So
it's still
scared.
A bit deranged.
It's, yeah, oh, yeah, slightly. Yeah.
I have the same water cup that lives on my bedside
what
table.
What is okay?
What is okay? That's what
it
you
just
clean
sometimes
it
sometimes develops that.
When you're
film.
Getting milk in the mix, maybe have some
hold
soap.
On, your water develops a film?
Yeah.
Like a pond?
Not like a thick... Not like it's...
Yeah, mosquitoes come, they lay their lives.
Not like a soup-like top film, but you guys all have had pets.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you leave the water bowl, and then like the sides are slippery. That's what I was referring to.
That's not good, and you don't want to drink that.
Drinking scum?
Yeah, you're drinking scum. Which
is, I mean, you are what you eat, so...
drinking scum,
which is a bacteria.
Drinking... Frothy milk cup from 7 days ago. That's awesome. Everyone's living
well. We're beautiful angels.
Yeah, good stuff.
Any other debates?
Nothing I can remember specifically, but I'm sure there are others.
Yeah. I'm glad we settled all of them.
Yeah.
And in almost all of them, you were wrong.
Except the space
Maybe
one.
Maybe reflect on that, mate.
You're right about the space one.
Yeah.
And you were right that the cup situation's fucked up.
Yeah.
Or the tea situation.
What was my good idea? Can anyone remember it?
To go to the art gallery.
No, not this episode.
Oh, it was fucking chicken.
that's a shame.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Zoe B.
And that's episode 500 of Shut Up A Second.
Whoa.
Here's to 500 more.
Oh, absolutely not. No, 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 no.